Well, so much for these rites and their elevation, as it were, into the context of the Tantra and the context of the enlightened mind. But we are not really concerned with the rites at the moment. It may be possible for us to deal with them on some future occasion. At the moment, we're concerned with something else. We're concerned with the fact that the Tantra not only associates the old magical rites with different Buddha families, not only regards them as symbolizing different functions, different activities of the enlightened mind, it also associates them with certain colors. Associates the rites with certain colors, with colors that express the mood of those rites, the mood of that particular type or kind of transcendental activity. For instance, the rite of destruction, whether on the mundane level or the spiritual level, is said to be black. It's sometimes referred to as the black rite. The rite of fascination is said to be red. It's the red rite. The rite of prospering is said to be yellow. It's the yellow rite. And the rite of pacification is said to be white. It's the white rite. And as you already have gathered, it is with the symbolism of colours that we're especially concerned tonight. Though not only with the symbolism of colours, also with the symbolism of sound, mantric sound. While we happen to be concerned with colours and sound, why these two are particularly linked, we shall be investigating a little later on. For the moment, for the present, we're going to enter into the symbolism of colours. But while entering into the symbolism of colours, while speaking of the symbolism of colours, we must be careful not to interpret the word symbolism too literally. It's not a question of trying to attach any rigid, exclusive meaning to each and every colour. Rather, it's a question of, as it were, trying to conjure up, trying to feel, trying to experience whatever emotional and spiritual associations within the context of the Tantra the colours may possess. So we're going to do this now from the specifically tantric point of view, in the light of the tantric tradition, for each of the principal colours in turn. We may find that the tantric symbolism of colours does not always agree with the symbolism of colours in the West, or even with the symbolism of colours in other parts of the East, especially the Far East.